This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Efforts to revive the Black Sea Grain Initiative in recent weeks have failed, but correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Thursday there is an alternative being proposed that would circumvent Russia completely.
According to the ambassador of Ukraine to Turkey, he mentioned that actually Ukraine already handed a new proposal to Turkey in order to renew the grain corridor, but not to include Russia in this deal, because, as was mentioned, there are alternative ways. Particularly, it was mentioned that there are ways to basically have this corridor through the territorial waters of Romania, Bulgaria, and Turkey, and Ukraine.
That is, once again, Anna Chernikova in Kyiv. Turkish President Erdogan and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, pledging deeper economic cooperation as the list of international sanctions on Russia grows. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Relations between the leaders had been cooling after Erdogan angered Moscow with his support for Ukraine's bid for NATO membership. But analysts say the outcome of the Sochi summit is a strong sign the Russian leader cannot afford to downscale relations with Erdogan. Columnist Ilhan Ulusgel for Turkey's Kısadalga news portal.
Putin cannot face losing Erdogan. I mean, that's for sure.
Russian officials confirmed Wednesday that Turkey will participate with Russia and Qatar to supply 1 million metric tons of grain to 6 African countries. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday discussed ways in which Israel can support Kyiv in its conflict with Russia. Zelensky has previously urged Israel to provide more support for Kyiv and criticized its attempts to maintain an even-handed approach in the 18-month-old war. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, was found guilty on Thursday of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the House of Representatives Committee that investigated the 2021 attack on the Capitol. The 12-member jury found Navarro guilty of 2 counts of contempt after he refused to testify or turn over documents to the Democratic-led House panel that investigated the January 6, 2021 riot by Trump supporters and broader attempts by Trump, a Republican, to reverse his 2020 election defeat. Google will soon require political ads using artificial intelligence to include a prominent disclosure if imagery or sounds have been synthetically altered. More on this from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The disclosure has to appear where the users can notice it. Fake images, videos, or audio clips are nothing new to political advertising, but AI tools are making it easier to do and more realistic. It's been used already in the 2024 presidential campaign by Republican Ron DeSantis. Last month, the Federal Election Commission began a process to potentially regulate AI-generated deepfakes in political ads ahead of the 2024 election. Google is not banning AI outright in political ads. Exceptions to the ban include synthetic content altered or generated in a way that's inconsequential to the claims made in the ad. I'm Ed Donahue.
Clashes broke out late Thursday in a restive Palestinian refugee camp in southern Lebanon that was rocked by deadly fighting just weeks ago, according to an AFP correspondent on the scene. The fighting in the Ain al-Halwa camp once again pitted members of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah's movement against the Islamist militants, a source within the Palestinian camp told the correspondent. Keeping an eye on another hurricane, Hurricane Lee, now in open waters, forecasters say it could be the first Category 5 storm of the Atlantic season, projected to pass by northeast Caribbean islands, but not landfall, but will give them tropical storm force winds. Right now, the storm is about 1,400 kilometers east of the northern Leeward Islands. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.